7:44 at WGCL. Glass in the morning, thank you for being with us. It is Joe Smith time on a Big Show Friday. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Glass, how are we doing today on this final, well, day of the work week, I guess.
That's exactly what it is. That's right.
Yeah. TGIF to you.
TGIF to everybody, and a nice day to enjoy it, and we won't have to worry about any rainouts, delays, or cancellations, Joe, this weekend. The weather isn't optimum, but the precipitation forecast is, and as you mentioned, we're running out of days in May in general, especially with the high school calendar shrinking quickly. And time to get it all in, and we got some of it in this week. Let us know what we need to get caught up on the greens and the tracks and the fields and everywhere else.
Well, more of a chill, though, coming this weekend. It has been a wet, stormy week, but finally a breakthrough Thursday, enabling some of our Monroe County High School outfits to at least play. Emily Kron's North Cougar softballers finally did play a game this week, last night, ahead of Saturday's Conference Indiana Championships at Franklin Central, and wasted little time with Brown County as freshman Abby Allen got her first varsity win as she and Kinsey Ridge combined to shut out BC 8-0 on a combined two-hitter, pushing down North's record to 12-4. Emily Lyford set the table in that leadoff spot for the Cougs with a three-hit night, scored twice and knocked in two. Allen struck out seven, hurling the first four frames, also helped herself with three hits Thursday night as the Maroon and Gold belted out 15 hits on the evening. Now sights set tomorrow, 1 o'clock, as the host of Franklin Central Flashes will take on Bloomington North in game one of two championship bracket semifinals. Terre Haute South and Columbus North will play the other semi. The winners then come back and play for the title at 5 Saturday night. South meets Perry Meridian tomorrow morning at 11 in the consolation bracket of the softball tournament. A win there puts them in fifth place. The game at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Meanwhile, still a backlog. Edgewood still trying to find out who they'll play in the WIC crossover game for third place. Everything's been postponed this week, so that has been shoved back to the weekend. We did find out about the draw for the girls' state tournament. North and South will play at Shelbyville. The Cougars drew Shelbyville on May the 24th. South is the defending sectional champion. They'll play 2 days later on the 26th against Columbus North. Edgewood, meanwhile, hooks up with Brown County in game two of the West Vigo sectional. Play there will start on May the 23rd, weather permitting. Well, the Conference Indiana Baseball Championships lift off tomorrow at Columbus North, but neither South nor North will be in the title hunt. Panthers of Phil Klusner hook up with Perry Meridian tomorrow at 10, and then North plays Southport. The two City Nines could play for fifth place if both win Saturday at 3 o'clock. Panthers on a bit of a roll. They've won six of their last seven, including last night's five-inning 13-2 blowout at Martinsville. Senior Devin Buckman had a couple of hits, scored four times, and knocked in three. Had a couple of doubles in that game. South, well, keeps plating the runs, last night being its fifth straight double-digit scoring night of the year. Luke Barrow scored three times. He's the team leader with 22 across the dish in what is now for South an 11-9 season. Seniors Tucker Blackwell and Nick Wright each had two hits in this one as Evan Lake got his first varsity win for the South Siders. Elsewhere, Micah Doering's Edgewood Trackster is out after a 14 straight boys WIC title tonight over at Northview. Right now they have no top seeds this trip into the championships, although all three relays are top five. Mason Saylor has the two seed, which is the highest among the Mustang fellows in the 110 hurdles. He's also the three seed in the 300s. Another girls postponed a third this week caused now a shift from Edgewood to Northview for the resumption of the rain-delayed championships for the girls. Picks back up later tonight. Only two events have been completed, the two-mile relay and the 100 hurdles. That back on Wednesday before the storms hit out in Ellensville. So it's going to be a long night on two fronts at Northview with the backlog of postponements until tonight, both the boys and the girls WIC championships. Out on the links, a bit soggy at the country club yesterday, but Dustin Carver's fifth-ranked South Panthers got in its 18-holer with B&L last night, won by 11 strokes with a team 305. Tanner Shapiro tied for medalist honors with a 74. Sub-80, Nick Burris, Quinn Pizzo, Joe Weiler, 76, 77, 78, respectively, for those Panther linkmen. Both North and South will have busy weekends. They'll compete tomorrow. South sending two teams into action. The A-team goes up to the Trophy Club in Zionsville, joining Bloomington North to play in that tournament. The B-team of South will play at Heartland Crossing in the Mooresville Invitational. And then both city schools will get ready to turn around Monday and play the Smock Golf Club course up in Indianapolis on the south side for the Conference Indiana Championship. And, well, the Gary Lee's Edgewood Mustangs, they too have a championship out in front of them tomorrow in golf. The WIC title will be contested over the Idle Creek course in Putnam County. Three times delayed now, the Conference Indiana tennis title. We've been trying to get this match in, featuring Barb Mills' 18th-ranked North Cougars and number 10 Terre Haute South since Tuesday. Still haven't played. They'll try again tonight to decide the winner. That match goes at 5 o'clock. Back on the radio, site change. The Reds move into the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, tonight, Citizens Bank Ballpark. Pre-game at 7, both tonight and Saturday nights. Reds in Philadelphia.
Well, you can't put a tarp over the city or the county, Joe, so we're at the mercy of Mother Nature, and we hope these kids can get the events in and rolling. And, when conference tournaments back into sectionals, back into all this, there's just not time to smash it all in there. But this weekend should be able to let them get caught up because the precipitation is just not on.
Well, that's
just
the good
not
news.
There. Right.
And, you know what? Not even 60 tomorrow, though. That's the bad news.
Well,
but it's dry.
It's dry, and that's right.
Can't have everything perfect,
you
my
can't.
Man.
Not in May, not in Indiana. Hoosier baseball tonight, Joe. We'll talk more about Indiana's busy weekend coming up, but we know it's the last home series of the Big Ten season and the baseball season here. So 6 o'clock tonight, big fireworks show afterwards. Enjoy that. Illinois brings in some stud pitching into town. The Illini battling back. They've played some tough competition, Joe. I was reading their game notes, and they're ready to go, so it should be a tasty one all weekend at the BART. Last night in the NBA, if you didn't pay attention to it, Oklahoma City was up 30 at one point in the second half against the Spurs, and that's a big deal because the Spurs had one of the best records ever in basketball. They had 67 regular season wins. The Oklahoma City Thunder, behind Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, knocked them out in 6, Joe, including 2 wins on the Spurs' home court. That's just, again, sports. You got to let it play out. It's unbelievable. The golf yesterday, speaking of unbelievable, how good is Jason Day?
Pretty doggone good. 9-under. Pretty doggone good on that PPC Sawgrass course. Wow.
Fifth man to shoot 63 on that course. 9 birdies.
Unbelievable.
9 pars. Not a bogey on the card. Day has a 2-shot lead after 18 holes. They're getting just started here. Steve Wheatcroft had a great finish, Joe. He's 4-under par, tied for 23rd. Jeff Overton, 1-over. He is trying to make some ground up today before the 36-hole cut and then the weekend. The Players, Joe, $1.89 million to the winner and a $10.5 million prize pool, so you can watch that all weekend on NBC.
Yep.
And that'll be sunny there, we hope, and get that going. The Reds trying to get some momentum in Philadelphia. The Phillies turned it around after a terrible start, so we'll hear from them at 7 o'clock tonight. What else are we missing? We got it all covered?
Well, we got a big softball win last
night.
Yeah,
that's right.
What a nice shutout win for Michelle Gardner's crew. They take care of Wisconsin, and we'll talk more about the long ball and the pitching in the middle of the diamond from Tara Traynor. She had a big game, and the bad news is, well, that's the first time they've advanced in the tournament in 10 years.
The bad news.
The bad news is Michigan, the defending champ.
Michigan's only won about 37 of the last 40 Big Ten championships. So
they're pretty good.
They're really good.
You know what? It's tough to beat a team 4 times
in
1 year. We'll see what happens.
And they only have to beat them once. They don't have to beat them in a 7-game series like
some
of this other
stuff.
Everything
to gain, nothing to lose.
Hockey fans, San Jose Sharks 5, Nashville Predators 0. That was Game 7 last night in San Jose. So the Blues and Sharks get ready to go on Sunday night. Game 6, Heat and Toronto, Joe. The Raptors looking to join the NBA's Final Four. They need to beat Miami and South Beach. If not, it's back to Canada on Sunday night. If that game goes 7, both the Heat and Raptors will play 7-game series in their first two, and Cleveland has swept their first two.
Yeah.
And they have LeBron James.
Yeah.
Have a little bit of that. All right, good stuff as always. We'll get caught up at 8:45 and go through the busy IU stuff. Rowing's got the Big Ten championships as well this weekend, plus the track and field is out in Lincoln, so we'll get that all covered.
Got the Grand Prix of Indianapolis where they go backwards. We'll
Wait
talk
a second.
A little
they
about
turn
that.
They turn left and right?
They turn left and right and through the road course so almost 2.5 miles for 82 laps, and we'll see what happens.
Is that That's Saturday or Sunday?
That's Saturday.
Okay. Well, that's with the weather they're going to have, that should be good racing because
it's sticky.
The tires will grip, and that's all.
Yeah, we'll go racing as well next hour.
All right. Well, sounds good.
All righty.
Bring that coffee.
Oh, it's hot.
We got you. All right. Thanks, pal. See you in a bit.
All righty.
All right, Joe Smith time. Big Show Friday here at WGCL. Julie Warren from VisitBloomington.com riding shotgun in her usual spot. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
I am just fine and dandy. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Got a big weekend plan?
Yeah, kind of. A lot of activities with the kids. The weather's going to be mild, hopefully. So, yeah, a lot of activities. Always. There's always stuff going on.
There's
I'm always running.
Well, kids always want to do something. They never want to sit around and just hang out.
No.
Oh, God, those were the days. Smitty, we got the last home baseball series of the season for the Cream and Crimson of Chris Lemonis tonight at Bart Kauffman Field. And the Illinois Fighting Illini come to town. They've won 12 of their last 16. Their pitching staff has been on fire. Listen to this. Cody Sedlock and Doug Hayes, game 1 and 2 starters, Joe, have combined for 60 innings, a 1.94 ERA, 52 strikeouts in their last four starts, and have won 3 straight Big Ten Pitcher of the Week awards. If that doesn't say big series, I don't know what does.
Well, I tell you what, we have two of the hottest teams in the Big Ten squaring off out of the barn, and of course, 5 Big Ten series in the well taken by your first-place Hoosiers, 1 left at home. And it all starts tonight at 6:05. And that right-hander from Illinois, Cody Sedlock, with a 5-2 record, a 2.82 ERA up against the Friday night stopper. How many times has he set the table for Indiana? That's lefty Kyle Hart out of Cincinnati, one of the leading pitchers in the country wins-wise, 10-2 with a 3.18 ERA. And I tell you what, you talk about that Illinois pitching staff. Yes, they have combined to win their last 3 Big Ten Pitcher of the Week awards. But tell you what, Indiana's pitching is not shabby with the 3 pitchers that Chris Lemonis will throw out this weekend, Kyle Hart, Caleb Berger, and Evan Bell. The Illini come in having won 4 of the last 6 against Indiana, but keep in mind the Hoosiers are 17-5 at the Bart, and keep in mind that lineup that Chris Lemonis puts together, and we had an extended chat with him in the dugout out at the Bart the other day that we aired on Sports Talk. This is a team offensively that is hitting its stride right now from top to bottom. We'll start at the top with Alex Krupa, who over the last 15 games is hitting a cool .400. Down at the bottom, second baseman Tony Butler, he hasn't made an error this year. That's another key ingredient for Indiana's resurgence to the top as a half-game leader going into the weekend. But Tony's hitting .375 at the plate the last 5 games, and he's hitting .283 very solidly in that 8-hole in the Big Ten. Illinois is only hitting, though, as good as their pitching has been. They're 12th ranked in the conference going into the weekend, hitting only .255. So, like we kind of mentioned, and it backfired the other way where we thought pitching would stop good hitting at Minnesota. Well, the Hoosiers got the bats out and went to work on the Gophers, scoring 21 runs on 37 hits. So hopefully more of the same left out at the Bart. The Hoosiers, by the way, mentioning hitting 10 or more hits in for the last five games, and they're hitting a cool 309 during that stretch. So the rest of the best, here's how the weekend sizes up. Minnesota and Michigan are chasing Indiana. Now the Gophers get a break. They play at last place Purdue this weekend for three. Now Michigan has a little tougher set, as does Indiana, because Ohio State hosts Michigan. The Buckeyes are 10-8, like the Fighting Illini. 10-8 going into this one. 6:05 Saturday, 2:05, and Sunday, 1:05 against the Fighting Illini. Well, they got the home run bats out. Mentioning hitting, Michelle Gardner softballers winning a postseason Big Ten tourney game for the first time in 10 years. Taylor Uden and Kara Mia Chirigos homer to lead the Hoosiers last night, and well, Tara Trainer did the rest, scattering four hits, worked around four walks, a complete game shutout, striking out six. Hoosiers beat Wisconsin 4-0. They move on now to take on top-seeded Michigan, who's won 20 conference titles down through the years. They won another one, number 20, earlier this year, the regular season. Now they'll go for the tourney title. That's why they have the top seed. It'll be on the Big Ten Network tonight at 8 o'clock. Do want to make mention, they're loaded. Sierra Romero, Player of the Year, and Megan Betza, who probably will hurl tonight against Indiana, the Pitcher of the Year, and the Coach of the Year, Carol Hutchins, who is a real good friend of Michelle Gardner. Of course, Michelle played collegiately at Michigan, and they swept Indiana in three straight at Andy Moore back in April. But that being said, the Hoosiers, now with that win last night, they play well at Beard Field at Penn State. They're 7-2 all time. Tough to beat a team four times in a row. Well, they'll be big underdogs tonight, but we'll see what happens. Do want to make mention that the Big Ten announced the All-Big Ten selections right before the tournament started. Sophomore Rebecca Blitz and redshirt senior Shannon Cauley earned second-team honors. That marked the first time in 4 years that Indiana softball earned multiple spots. Cauley had a couple of hits last night, as did Kelly Dotson in that 4-0 whitewash win. Around and about, Big Ten Outdoor Track and Field Championships out in Lincoln at the University of Nebraska. Illinois looking to defend for the men, while Michigan State aimed to repeat as champions for the women. A total of 56 Ron Helmer tracksters, men and women, are out in Lincoln for the championships. Indiana had seven individuals earn podium finishes, if you remember, at the Indoor Big Ten Championships in February. Eric Bethay finished third in the triple jump. Jason Christ, third in the 3,000-meter run. Dylan Anderson, the former Cougar, placed second in the indoor heptathlon, and he's going to get an early start on that event a little bit later today. Rory Hunter was runner-up in the mile run, and Daniel Kuhn was the lone men's gold medal winner this past winter, and he's going to have a busy weekend running in the 400, the 800, and the 1500, and also that 4x4 relay team. Nikkel McClinton, she plays third in the weight throw. She and Laura Schroeder will be seated as the top two throwers in the hammer throw this weekend. And let us not forget about our pole vaulter. Sydney Klute captured the gold in the pole vault during the indoor meet. And Sophie Gudermuth is also seated. Those two won two in the pole vault going into the weekend out in Lincoln, Nebraska. While that's happening, the Big Ten Rowing Championship out on Eagle Creek on Indianapolis's near northwest side for Steve Peterson's crew. They'll be looking to get a high finish in the Big Ten and then await their fate for a possible bid to the NCAA tournament. That starts tomorrow and runs through Sunday. And mentioning waters, I do want to make mention of a couple of guys representing IU, Hayden Holmes, who grew up in this town, and his buddy, Chase Bannister from Columbus. They're a couple of anglers, and the FLW College Fishing National Tournament, Central Conference Tournament, rather, is being held this weekend, Lake Barkley down in Kentucky. We wish both of those guys the very best. Well, looking at Red Zone Radio, not only tonight, a new venue, Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia for the Reds, who move into Philadelphia. He's been playing some pretty good baseball. They're third in the Eastern Division, only two games out of first place. Pretty tough to beat at home. Tonight and Saturday night, pregame at 7 o'clock.
And Joe, the race cars are in Indy this weekend.
They are indeed, and we're talking about the Grand Prix of Indianapolis. That will be a race backwards, 82 laps, 200 miles. You will remember last year, Will Power owned the road course. He set a qualifying record. They run, when they go backwards and run that route that they do, and it's almost 2.5 miles, 2.439 miles to be specific.
If you're scoring at home.
If you're scoring at home, and that's about an average of 126 plus. But anyway, that being said, he set the qualifying record and then won the race. That'll be on ABC, by the way, Saturday afternoon, green flag coverage, 3:30 on Saturday for the Grand Prix of Indianapolis. After being dark last weekend, Bloomington Speedway back up and running in our going racing segment. The Hornets are going to run a couple of features tonight, the 410 Sprinters, the Modifieds, the Super Stocks, and those Race Saver Sprints also on the card. Hot laps at 6:30 and the racing at 7:30, and the Sprint Cup boys this weekend. They'll run the Xfinity race in Dover, Delaware on Saturday, and of course the big race this weekend, same track, 1 mile, and that will be on Sunday afternoon. Jimmy Johnson became just the fifth driver in NASCAR history to win 10 races at a single track here last year, so he's having a good year. My man Joey Logano and Kyle Busch, you'll see what they can do. Busch coming off the win last week in Kansas City.
Cardinals win last night. Mets get shut out by the Dodgers. Cubbies and Pirates, 220-day baseball today. White Sox are in Yankee Stadium as they try to keep up with the Cubs for the best record in baseball, Joe. So plenty of baseball. We'll keep a look at the standings on that. TPC Golf gets started 1 o'clock on the Golf Channel. 1 to 7 is their coverage today.
Yep.
The golf's fifth major. So plenty to do, and we'll get it all recapped on Monday morning.
And the best of luck this weekend. A couple of Conference Indiana championships to play for briefly. The rain-delayed tennis. Bloomington North and Terre Haute South tonight at 5. And then this weekend, the softball with Bloomington North in a championship bracket. They'll play Franklin Central tomorrow afternoon at 1.
All right, great job as well, Joe. Alrighty. Enjoy your weekend. Go Hoosiers, and we'll get it all wrapped up on Monday morning.
Sounds like a plan. Julie, have a great weekend.
You too, Joe.